good morning, boys.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys. Now, I hope you, you're prepared to settle down and do a full lesson's worth.
Just because
we're in the bike shed instead of the classroom makes no difference whatever. So don't think I'll tolerate any nonsense.
No, sir.
Right. It is a little depressing, I'll admit. Fancy having to come to school in a bike shed.
Fancy having to come to school.
Exactly. Bother me, do I have to remind you that I've got my cane here?
No, sir.
Very well. Just watch your step. Now, today, I intend to continue the chemistry lesson which was marred by that unfortunate explosion.
Chemistry?
Quiet. There will, however, be no experiments. I intend to spend the whole lesson on theoretical chemistry. Is that understood?
Yes, sir.
Right. Now, if I remember correctly, we started to discuss the functions of nitrogen, but we didn't get very far with it. What was your answer, Stanford?
I never said anything, sir.
Well, who was it? I'm not blaming you for anything. What was your answer to the question, what is the function of nitrogen?
I don't remember, sir.
You don't remember?
No, sir.
Sounds like a royal commission. However...
What does that mean, sir?
Mind your own business. I'm not going to be sidetracked off the subject by you. If my memory serves me correctly, you said the functions of nitrogen were some number, 1,365 or something.
Oh, yes, that's right, sir.
Oh, is it? Well, it isn't. It's nowhere near right. The function of nitrogen is not 1,365.
Why, sir?
Well, because there aren't as many... No, why? Because it's not, that's why.
Of course it isn't.
No, because you... A bit fun?
I just said, of course it isn't.
Ah, and what do you know about it?
Well, I know it's not 1,365.
Oh, do you?
Sure, because that's our butcher's phone number.
Oh, well, that clears up the whole position. It's your butcher's what?
Phone number.
Phone number?
Yeah, Central 1,365, you know.
What?
Central 1,365? Is that the butcher? Could you let me have 3 pence of the dog's meat? You know.
What? Look, what's the matter with you? Let you have 3 pence of the dog's meat. I'll let you have a punch in the nose. That's what I'll let you have. Greenbuck.
Yes.
More trouble.
Yes.
You've got to walk in and disturb everything. As if it isn't bad enough having Bottomy talking to me as though I'm the local butcher.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, nothing today, thank you.
Thank you.
Serves
you right, Greenbuck. You see what's happened? You've only been in the classroom 30 seconds, and I'm compelled to give you the stick.
Yes.
Well, let's hope that'll remind you to behave yourself.
Yes.
And why were you late? Why weren't you here at the proper time like the other boys?
Yes, I couldn't help it.
I was expecting you to say that, so I just thought I'd give you a hand. It never is your fault, but what's the reason? And don't take all day about it either.
Yes.
Well?
Yes, thanks.
Good. Well, now, I... Greenbuck, look, don't you understand what I mean when I say don't take all day about it? No brains. No brains at all. That's your trouble. You've got no brains.
Our butcher has.
Has he?
Sure, 1 and 2 a pound. I'll give him a ring.
Fine.
Send a 1,365, please.
Serves you right, Bobby. You appear to have taken leave of your senses.
Yes,
and you keep quiet. You haven't got any senses to leave.
Yes, I have.
Well, look, they're very well concealed. That's all I can say. However, I don't want to talk about that now. I asked you why you were late.
Yes,
what?
Yes, now what one haven't I told you?
Now let me see. There was the one about the time when...
What?
Greenbuck, you stay in after school and we'll work this business out. We can't waste all day waiting for you to make up stories. What one haven't you told me? You've told me every excuse that it's humanly possible to give. And a few more that are quite impossible.
Yes, well,
that's the finish of you. In future, get here on time, otherwise I'll be very severe. And don't forget I want to see you after school.
Oh, I know. It was 9,365.
Yes, of course. But what was?
The function of nitrogen.
We're not talking about the function of nitrogen. Oh, yes, we are. Yes, we are.
Yes, well, it's 9,365.
Stanford, will you stop talking like an idiot? It's not a number at all.
Yes, it is.
Yes. What? Oh, so the professor wants to talk again.
Yes.
Well, don't. This has got nothing to do with you at all. You don't know anything about it.
But that's the number.
What is?
9,365.
Rubbish. All right. Well, who said it wasn't?
You did.
I did?
Yeah.
Bottomley, was that you?
No, it was you.
Was it?
Yeah, you said that, not me.
All right. I'm not talking about then. I mean just then. It was you, not me. I wasn't talking to myself.
Well, I don't blame you.
No. Why?
You'll be bored to tears in no time.
Exactly. But I... What? Bottomy, look, get out of here. Get out of here. Bend over.
Get out of here.
There. Serves you right, my boy. That insulting tongue of yours has done enough damage for one day. That's downright impudent. That's all that is. I've never heard the equal. The idea of a pupil suggesting that I'd be bored to tears if I talked to myself. Why, it's disgusting. And at all events, I don't talk to myself.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, I don't blame you.
No, I shouldn't think you... What?
So you've
decided to be cheeky as well, have you? Didn't you see what happened to Bottomley for saying that very same thing? Or at least making the same suggestion?
I? Nothing happened to me.
No. I gave you the stick, didn't I?
All that.
Yes, all that. Do you like getting the stick?
No.
Well, you're going the right way to get some more of it. Now, listen. Everybody seems to have completely lost sight of the fact that this is a chemistry lesson. We've done nothing at all. Well, we'll just stay here until we do. Bottomley.
Yeah?
What is the function of nitrogen?
Balloons.
Balloons?
Yeah.
What about them?
Well, you fill them up with nitrogen and away they go up in the air.
Rubbish. Nothing of the sort. You're thinking of hieroglyphics. Hydrogen.
Am I?
Yes, aren't you?
I don't know. But I used to have a kite once.
Did you? Oh, well, there you are. You see? What? A kite? What on earth has that got to do with it?
Well, that flies up in the air.
So it does. Great. Will you mind your own business? You'll fly up in the air if you're not very careful. So keep quiet.
Yes.
And look, and what are you talking about, Bottomley?
I never said anything.
Oh, look, don't start that business again. Why did you mention that you bought a kite?
Well, I just thought you might like to know.
Oh, did you? Well, I didn't like to know.
Ah, well, I'm sorry I told you.
Oh, I said it.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, the time that boy wastes is astonishing.
Exactly.
Ah, pipe down.
Well, all right.
I won't.
I don't waste as much time as you do.
What are you big storyteller, you
Quiet,
do?
Quiet. Nobody invited you two to start a dog fight.
We wouldn't start that without you.
No, I shouldn't think you... What? What did you say then, Bottomley?
Say, sir?
Yeah.
I just said, when I bought my kite, it was new.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, it was a roaster.
Well,
I had 400 yards of string and tail, about 15 feet long. And every Saturday, we used to go...
Bottomley!
Yeah?
Pipe down. I mean, keep quiet.
Yeah.
Yes, and you too. You see what's happened? We've wandered off the subject again. Greenbottle, do you know anything about nitrogen?
Yes, of course I do.
Yes, I was afraid you would. Well, go on.
Yes, sir. Well, it's a compound body.
A compound body?
Yes.
What is?
Hydrogen.
Oh, is it? Well, that's the first I've heard of that.
Is that the first you've heard of it?
Yes, Greenbottle, it is.
Oh, well, you'll be very interested in what I have to say.
Will I?
Yes.
Well, I'm not so sure of that. Why did you think it... why do you think it's a compound body?
Yes, sir. Well, because it only contains 3 volumes in every 1,000 volumes of itself.
It only contains 3 volumes in every 1,000 volumes of itself?
Yes.
What?
But in hotter climates, this is not so.
No, I shouldn't think it was.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, well, so it isn't.
Now, listen, if you go on talking like that, my boy, I'll be tempted to kill you. And before you know where you are, you'll be in a hotter climate. So be careful.
Yes.
Nitrogen is not a compound body. It's not a body at all.
It's a ghost.
Where? Get it out of here. No, I mean, what are you talking about? It's a ghost. Nobody's talking about ghosts.
But ghosts haven't got a body.
Haven't they?
No, they just wear a nightshirt.
I know. Greenbottle, wear a nightshirt. What's the use?
Yes, well, I've got to wear something.
All right. But look, I don't care about that, you idiot. I know they've got to wear something.
Why, sir?
Well, how would you like it if you had to run a... No! Stanford, will you keep that tongue of yours still and stop asking questions?
Well, what about the invisible man?
Well, what about him?
Well, he never had a nightshirt.
Well, I don't... I never said he did.
Yes, he did.
What?
And his nightshirt used to run around without him in it. I remember seeing that in the picture.
Oh! Now will you keep quiet? I don't know how long you boys think I'm going to sit here and listen to you talking about nightshirts. But it's not going to be much longer. I'm absolutely sick of nightshirts.
You wear pajamas, sir.
I wear a football guernsey. Then now, I mean, yeah... Listen, mind your own business, Stanford. It's no concern of yours whether I wear a nightshirt or pajamas.
My old man wears a nightshirt.
Oh, does he?
Yes, it's made of hessian.
Well, listen, I don't care if he wears a singlet made of barbed wire. What he should be wearing, as far as I can see, is a straitjacket.
Yes.
Yes, and if you dare utter another syllable about your father, you'll be wearing a box made of wood with brass handles.
Yes.
Well, hold your tongue. Now then, how did we get to this stage? Who started talking about nightshirts?
Greenbottle, when I told you about the ghosts.
Ghosts? Oh, yes, but this is still supposed to be a chemistry lesson.
Yeah, that's what you reckon.
Of course. What?
You said nitrogen was a ghost.
I did?
Yes, sir.
I said nothing of the sort.
You reckon it never had a body?
I did not. I said it wasn't a body.
Same thing.
Bottomy, will you stop talking like that? It's nothing of the kind. When I say a body, I don't necessarily mean a human body. A thing is a body.
A thing?
Yes.
What thing?
Anything.
Yes,
Ow! Oh!
We don't want to hear from you. I mean a thing like a pencil, or a boat, or an apple.
Aye?
Well, look, you remember in physics, a long time ago, we discussed Archimedes' principle. When a body is immersed in a fluid, it displaces its own weight. Remember?
Yes.
Listen, you don't remember anything. Keep quiet. A body is, well, often we say in physics, under what conditions will a body float in water, don't we? Well, don't we?
Do we?
Yes, I think. Yes.
Why, sir?
Well, I wish I had some weed killer. Under what conditions does a body float in water? Sure, you've heard that question, haven't you?
Yes, of course I have.
Oh, you again?
Yes, and I know the answer, too.
Oh, do you? Well, tell them the answer, and then they might know what we're talking about.
Yes.
Well, go on. Under what conditions does a body float in water?
Yes, sir. After it comes up for the third time.
At last. Now!
Yes, it's... I know all about this.
Well, clear out of here, everybody. Clear out. I've had quite enough nonsense.
Yes.
Look, and don't go anywhere near those men who are rebuilding the classroom.
No, sir.
And we'll have the next lesson again here in the bike shed.
No, sir.
Yes, sir.
Well, good morning, boys.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys.